Good morning.
Good morning.
So with so many factors that can lead to rapid aging, you know, from smoking to drinking to a poor quality of sleep, what's the impact that stress plays on our bodies at that chromosomal level?
Yeah, so basically the major thing is that different kinds of stress, they just elicit very specific responses like directly in our cells. I mean, we know all the stress symptoms like feeling anxious, high blood pressure, high heart rate, but at the very cellular level, stress releases very aggressive chemical molecules that basically eat our DNA. And our DNA is actually very good at protecting itself because it has those really short parts called telomeres that basically block everything that's aggressive and prevents this like eating of our DNA. But those telomeres get shorter and shorter with each cell division. So as our cells replicate, we lose those telomeres. And actually, it turns out that stress speeds up this process of losing those telomeres. So basically, it makes our cells more and more prone to those aggressive molecules and to aging.
And those telomeres are kind of almost like a cap or a lid, I guess, and then they get eroded with stress. Is it a particular kind of stress, or like, is it long-term, or is it more incidental, like big moments of stress that can lead to this erosion?
Yeah, so in terms of what kind of stress is the most dangerous for the most DNA eating, let's say, we still don't know, because in our research we have basically screened all of the vertebrate species and all of the kinds of stress that we have, from like poor diet through like excessive physical activity, and basically what we have found that on average different kinds of stress leads to faster aging of the cells, like faster erosion of those telomeres. But now the next step would be basically to try to look closer at specific types of stress. What I can say is that basically every, whether it's a long-term stress or like very brief episodes of stress, like for example if we have a stressful situation at work, they all contribute to these like very basic cellular processes. So more or less all of them will lead to this like accelerated cell aging.
And one of the kinds of stress that I was reading about that does contribute to the erosion of these telomeres is oxidative stress. Could you talk a little bit about that?
So basically oxidative stress is exactly this very basic cellular mechanism, and actually very different kinds of stress, like for example not sleeping enough, having very stressful situations in our life, all this can lead actually to oxidative stress, which basically means that in our cells we have too high concentrations of what is called oxidizing molecules. So in exactly the same way as oxygen in the air burns things when we just light them up, our cells, if they have too much of those oxidizing molecules, in a way they burn. So like, of course, without a flame, but they just deteriorate. And the point is that these oxidizing molecules just eat the telomeres. So they just make them shorten at a very fast pace. One of the reasons why, for example, we are told to eat so many carrots or tomatoes is that because they contain antioxidants. So molecules that actually quench and remove those oxidizing chemicals from our cells.
Right. So that's where like the glass of wine a day and the dark chocolate stress thing comes about.
Exactly. And it turns out from our research that this may even slow down our aging. Of course, we wouldn't expect that drinking wine every day would stop aging altogether. But
don't tell me that. One thing that I was thinking about as well in the erosion of these telomeres is like in the case of your hearing, we've got like little hair follicles in our ears, and once those are sort of burnt up, your hearing loss is permanent. In the case of these telomeres, is that comparable to your chromosomes in this way, or is it reversible if you sort of lower your stress levels?
It's actually not reversible. Our organisms have some mechanisms to actually rebuild those telomeres, but those mechanisms act only in our reproductive cells, so like in sperm and egg cells, basically. So in like the rest of our body cells, they don't work. And actually, the sad thing is that stress can eat our telomeres even in those reproductive cells, and we can actually pass it on to the next generation. So by actually stressing ourselves too much, we can actually pass on the shorter lifespan to our offspring.
Oh, wow. So it's almost like a generational effect.
Yeah. And it's been confirmed several times in studies.
That's huge. In terms of the actual scientific process to finding out and unearthing this, could you talk a little bit about the methodology and the scientific approach to finding this out?
So basically what we have done is we screened all available published evidence for like stress-related telomere shortening. The point is that many studies show those effects, but usually they, for example, have too little samples. sample sizes to actually detect those effects in a convincing way. So the strength of our approach is that by collecting all of the available evidence, we actually boost up the power to detect actually those significant effects. This is called a meta-analysis. It's a very trendy, very sexy way of doing research nowadays, because instead of doing something empirically, we actually gather all available evidence and try to sum it up to find some deeper and more significant patterns.
And in terms of those patterns, what are you hoping to be the long-term impacts of these research and findings? Can that sort of influence future sort of research in DNA and chromosomes, or is it sort of linked to something more isolated?
So one of the reasons why we actually embarked on this research is that we were interested in urban stress. So how organisms respond to urban inflicted stress, because urban environments create a whole new like types of stress in organisms. And actually our study showed that urban stress is one of the major components of like contributing to this telomere shortening. So we hope that this will help shape like conservation strategies for organisms living in the cities to actually mitigate those stress sources. But I think also we can take it further, because we haven't, for example, considered humans for many good reasons in this research, because in humans many studies are actually inclined towards more like medical kind of
interventions.
So they were not directly comparable with all of the other studies we had. So our next step is actually to look at strictly medical studies and human studies to see if those patterns hold up. They probably would hold up, because there's really a great wealth of evidence that in humans stress also contributes to aging, to telomere shortening. So, and we are just vertebrates as any other organism that we have studied. So this is probably the next step to like go further and more into medical realm.
Wow, it's absolutely fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Seismic.
Thank you very much.